Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
You do what?
Good, pleasant good evening to all of the audience radio land. You are tuned to the Cricket Show. And every Sunday at this time, from 6 until 9, you can tune to hear the Cricket Show live. You can reach us through 1-515-605-9850. We have online, the cast is on. Dennis is on the vacation, but he is still with us. I'm so happy for that, Dennis. And the whole gang is on with us. Mertris is on, Hyacinth is on, and of course, I am on. And Dennis is paying us a visit.
And so
we have a
Donna,
great
Donna,
show
Donna.
Lineup for you.
Donna.
And Donna, of course, is on with us as well. Yes, indeed. Thank you for that, my
Thank
folks.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, Donna is on with us
Donna
as well. We just hope that everything
Hello,
goes
good night.
Well.
Yes, I'm sorry. I forget I was mute.
Okay. All
yes,
right.
Good night.
Okay, Donna, why don't you give your open welcome to the fans before we go into the prayer. Let's do the prayer.
One and all. Donna, so good night. Welcome to the show. Blog Talk Radio / the Cricket Show. Gonna say good evening to Leon, to Mertris, to Hyacinth, and any other person who we might have listening at this time.
Like Dennis.
Hope that you will enjoy the next 3 hours talking about cricket, lovely cricket.
Dennis is on.
Oh, Dennis is still here. Hi,
yes.
Listening. Okay.
I told you I have my red and black and green pen.
Donna, red pen. Ooh.
Ooh. Don't want that.
All right, Donna. Why don't you come in, Mertris?
Well, good evening, each and everyone. Leon, Dennis, hi, Don, Audley, and the rest of the gang. Beautiful, beautiful afternoon in New York City. We have sun. We have fun. We have fun. Anyway, Mother Bob's doing wonderfully, up and about. She's not walking on her own, but she's taking her step. So, with God help, thank you guys again. Hold on 1 second. Yes. So,
hi, Mother.
She's in the dining room. She can hear what I'm saying, but I don't think she can hear you guys yet. So anyhow, any of you are wanting to enjoy the rest of the show, which is a good program, and enjoy.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Mertris,
why don't you go and say hello to the fans?
No.
And then we
Hyacinth.
Okay, Hyacinth, yes. Oh, Hyacinth.
Dennis, I think you've given Leon some of what you're drinking. Good evening, everyone.
One second, Hyacinth. Dennis, those pens looking ready to make a mark.
I've got a multi-purpose one here as well. So I'm writing your names in different colors. Anyway, good evening, everyone. It's so nice to be on the show once more. And I just want to say hello to everyone. Happy anniversary, Dennis. Enjoy. And okay, it's going to be a wonderful show. I can feel it in my bones. I must tell you, I'm now, it's 12 degrees. So I'm much, much happier this week. So we're going to have a wonderful time. So just stay with us and listen and have a good night. It's a good show. And once again, welcome everyone to the wonderful show.
Before I get that ready, happy anniversary, Mr. He. Enjoy.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, Dennis, give us your piece, because we have with us early and bright. Jayton.
Huh?
Give us your piece before we bring in Jayton and just before we give the prayer.
Well, good evening to all friends and visitors and listeners to the Cricket Show. Welcome once again to another week. We hope you get a lot of entertainment, information, and enjoyment out of today's program. I know I'm not in the studios today, but I won't tell anyone where I am because I want to keep this place a secret.
Okay.
Thank you. Back to you, Leon. And good afternoon
okay.
to you, Coach.
Yes. Yeah, Coach, good afternoon. But just before we come, we bring in, we just want to give this show its blessings. Dear Heavenly
yes,
Father, we thank
all,
you for this.
Yes, good evening, everyone. And first of all, happy marriage anniversary to Dennis. And have fun. I will say good evening with the family. We'll get
thank
back
you.
To you later.
Thank you.
I don't know where the music coming from. Okay, we have some music coming in the back there. Okay, good. Dejan, allow me just to say the prayer just before we pass it over to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful evening that you have presented to us. We pray that you let this show go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We pray especially for the ones who made it possible by their gifts and those who have supported us morally over the years. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, namely Bobsy Nisbet, Murchis Nisbet, Nat Patel, David Christian, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, El Camino Willett, Dr. Roger Brown, Wentworth, Gabriel Talbert, Duane and Sharon Francis, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunsrup, Mona Daniels, Dr. Eugene Francis, Fillmore Hall Pike, Earl Stevens, Mr. Linford McKenzie, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray for them. Heal them, Lord. They have work left to do for you. Bring them back to their normal self and pray that the show will go on without any interruptions whatsoever and hope that the fans who may have the opportunity to hear it may thoroughly enjoy it. Indeed. Dear Father, thank you for this moment once more again. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And it is my great pleasure to introduce the great coach out of Indianapolis. And one wonders where he gets time to rest. This man is an workaholic. Dejan, tell the fans who asked, because I could not tell them how much rest you get per night.
Well, first of all, good evening, everyone. And
good evening to you.
Mm-hmm. We have my challenges because I'm driving back to home tonight. So I'm on the road for sure. So that might bring some noise behind the background, I will say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll try to cover as much as can. And I just finished this huge coaching camp in Chicago area. It's for the American Premier Cricket League. It's a new venture. They started last year, and now they are putting together the T20 tournament at the professional level coming later in summer, probably after the World Cup. So that's a beginning process, but my involvement in this project is to provide the Illinois statewide education to the PE teachers about cricket. This will be the in-school program, and it looks like they have in the pipeline to host a all PE teachers will be invited in July to attend the seminar so they can start educating scholars during the classes, under the PE classes at school. And that will be the first step to introduce the game to the all kids who are attending middle school. And that will be moving forward. So contributions there. It was a huge success. We had, I think, 26-plus coaches came out and got trained, and this will be the task force. I will count as a, when we launch, these are the coaches will be helping APCL to go to the schools, go to the teachers, training teachers, and also they will be the one helping a lot of clinics they are trying to create. There are a lot of youth programs launching this summer. which will be in partnership between the local city on their parks. So it will be done under the city parks, and APCL is providing a support to expand the cricket at the state level. So that's it's accomplished over the weekend, just heading back. And then I talked to the Dennis the night before, and I realized that we have to skip today's the coach's corner because I'm not prepared, to be honest, for any topic for tonight.
Just tired.
Mm-hmm. So I will skip this one and stay focused on things going on. So I will say there's a couple of things we can definitely talk with the panelist on board right now. The one is Woman IPL is just got over today.
Right.
RCB becomes the champion. Right, and then we have the IPL coming up, and then top of that, I think talk of the town right now is the USA National Championship T20, which is
right
just concluded today without too many matches. But I think these are the three events we can talk during the next 45 minutes.
Yes, Coach, I'm glad you touched the one for the US National T20 that is being held over there in Texas, right? And I learned that the committee of the panel selectors were dismissed, and a new set of selectors were appointed. Did you hear much of that?
Well, they previously, when they did the woman tryout in Florida, they were sending these, I will say, pool of players with the temporary assignment to a coach to oversee and do a selection process where the woman is expected to go for the World Cup qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process, they also dissolved the woman selection panel and introduced the new selection committee. And it's a little bit confusing for the fans when they read. We have the team selection going on at the same time. We are changing the selection panel. So that was a little bit discomfort. And because of that, we have a lot of things going on social media. But for us, wait and watch to see what is the outcome. That's what I stand for. They did the exactly same thing. They declared the zonal teams, six zonal teams, I mean the six zones they have created. And each zone had a team. And they were all together in Houston. And when they declare the team, they declare about the team coaches and team managers. And immediately after that, they just dissolved the old committee and put in place the new selection committee. And so that is also looking at that timing situation. Everyone can say so many things may not be professional. Sometimes people say this is not right, but anyway, the changes are there, and when change comes, some agree, some don't disagree. So that has to move. But yes, definitely they remove all five selectors and bringing new five selectors, and this is not done yet. I'm not, I will say, surprised, because there's a lot of change coming. They haven't declared the coaches for this squad. This will be coming up, so there will be a new coach. I believe some management and administration changes are coming too. I will not be surprised if they change some of the committees like development committee, operation committee. For whatever reason is, it's all coming in a short time, and that is where most of the fans are not happy, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have to watch and see what will be the action plan and what is the outcome. That's the bottom line. So let's hope what's going on, and we'll wait for it.
Just one more question on that, because what is going to be happening to the players who were pre-selected, namely Jamar Hamilton, the guy out of Anguilla, and that has been selected to play for the U.S. as a wicketkeeper. That is going to be null and void?
Well, not sure how it goes through, but it's too early to say what will the squad will be. It's definitely a little bit of concern, because we don't know the actual protocol is about the selecting players, right? Number one, To me, being as a former interim selector, I will say there should be a protocol or process to declare your 30 probables for the World Cup team. It should have some sort of timeline or time frame, which we don't know exactly whether it has been declared or not. But that was another confusing statement. They made it is like immediately after this tournament wrapped up. What I read from the social media is they are calling some 30-plus players to stay over for next 4 or 5 days for the conditioning camp. And so I will say there is no confirmed situation for any player. It will be the team declaration will be coming later, and we have to wait and watch to see what is the official media release comes out of USA Cricket, and that will be the final team.
Okay, Dennis, I don't know if you're in a position you want to take a shot of one of the questions before we move on.
Thank you, Leon. Coach, from my perspective, I attempted to catch some of those six, you know, championship matches, the T20 from the USA Cricket.
Mm.
And I was somewhat disappointed that it was difficult for me to know who the players were. I'm not sure there was no printed information anywhere or typewritten information that I could follow. So I'm at a loss as to what has happened to the USA selected squad that went off to play for qualifiers for matches such as the ODIs and the T20 format. Any idea what has happened to that group of players?
Well, straight answer to your question is mix and match situation. Means all national players or probables are playing in a different regions, different groups, right? Couple of them national player, couple of them potential. So basically the national team is on a split and they are playing against a lot of other individuals coming from the same region, right? So they call it journals. In my opinion, it will be definitely not a good idea to go for this kind of format. If I have to do right way, our best choice is put the USA team as it is. Means whatever the last time USA played any international event and whatever the roster we had at that point, those are the teams supposed to play as a one unit. And then you could have created another unit for the probables or academy or emerging players kind of thing. And that gives you perfect solution to make it six zonal teams plus the USA team and the one emerging team. So that's 8 teams, and that can be the right format to move forward. So that way, what I expect is we don't want to change the whole team, but whatever the last team we had to play at the international level, you may have to make some adjustment. If there are some underperformers or if there is a need of the stronger player at any position, those are the ones we are going to change during this process right around the corner when the World Cup is around there. Number two, doing so, we are strengthening our national team to play as a one unit. And it does give the opportunity to those players to compete against all other teams. And at the same time, all these teams will have definitely chance to play against the national team to prove how good they are if they are able to or potential to make the position out there. But so far, with looking at this weather situation and what I read on social media, I haven't followed up too much about the results because I was knowing that the day one was the only possibility where they can play a few games, and remaining weekend schedule was forecast in a rain, and that did happen. I believe last 2 days, means today and yesterday, there was not a single game. So far, it does not matter what we talk. There is nothing happened. It was just declared the teams were there. And then there is so much outcry out there because this will be now disappointing that the selection will be based on different criteria rather than people put emphasis like, hey, this is the national tournament, some of the player has been selected because of their performance in national tournament. It will not happen that way.
We have Virgil on board too. Virgil, would you like to ask a question? He must be mute. Okay, any more questions for you, Dennis?
I'm in. Coach, I've noticed that the other qualifiers for the T20 final, World Cup, to be held here in the United States and the Caribbean, teams like Scotland and Papua Nepal, they have all been playing at levels that is commensurate with their skills in preparation for this. But the United States team, as I see it, should be playing, again, in that sort of a level. This zonal tournaments that they have and tearing apart the team and putting them in individual means that there will be no cohesion, no team building, no team spirit. What sort of approach, what sort of results can we expect to see where your team is not able to build as a unit prior to such an important tournament?
Well, first of all, I'm not in position to talk about what the decisions plan or what the board is doing here, because we are not sure in the first place. I'm reading exactly what you read on social media or through the media release or through the news outlet. And we are all on the same page as far as to understand the USA cricket. But one thing I will definitely say that they have some sort of plan immediately after this. They have invited Canada as well as Bangladesh to play some T20 games, and that will give them like a warm-up type preparation for them. And definitely Bangladesh will be the huge challenge where they can fine-tune their team set requirements. The most important thing, in my opinion, this is ongoing for my four decades in USA, I will say. Nothing has been changed. We are repeating same thing over and over to get some different results. And this is another new approach with the same style of preparation. We are around the corner, barely like 3 months of World Cup, and we are doing so much at the last minute. It doesn't fix any problem. And top of that, it does not give enough time for any preparation. And as I said, we got the new selection committee. This is the tournament totally washed out, I will say. Nothing much happened. So whatever the combination comes, it will be very difficult to get going. And how you expect that you're going to have the new coach will be slide in like month or 2 months ahead of the World Cup and he'll make a change of fortune. It's impossible in any sport. But we have to move on and see. The one part I'm always on support is let's give a chance to the potential and performing players to be part of this World Cup. And I'm happy to see the report and hard work they are putting for the USA team. And last and least, I will say, I love to see whatever they do. It's all about USA cricket, one team, one nation. And we must cheer up our team. Whatever the combination selector brings is nothing much of concern, because they have their roles and responsibility to pick up the right people from the available pool of players or the list of players who are willing to play for it. Whatever situation is, we must support the team.
Okay. Coach, turning our attention to the women's IPL, the semifinals and the final. It was a sad occasion when the Mumbai Indians went down by only 5 runs. What went wrong?
Well, this is always the situation comes. A good team does turn around during the later stage around the player. If you look at the RCB on the roll with that one performance, I will say, the most remarkable performance to turn around this fortune for championship for this team is definitely that Alice Perry's performance just before the qualifier, when RCB was fighting for the playoff spot. And that is what they played for the Mumbai Indians. And they beat them, right? And during that process, Alice Perry was the one, I believe she took the 6 wickets. And that was the turning point. And they secured the spot. Means they have to play against Mumbai Indians one more time in that eliminator to reach the final. And they did it. So basically, beating the Mumbai Indians, the defending champion twice, it's automatically win for the RCB for the title. And they absolutely did really well against that DC team in the final. The two young female cricketers from India did perform, like Swapnil Patil, she put like 4 wickets, another one for 2 wickets. So these are the contribution. And then the RCB had a very good batting lineup. This 113 all-out is not much impressive fighting total for any team in today's world. And that is where, because RCB was loaded with Smriti Mandhana. She put 30-plus. Divine from New Zealand, she also put 30-plus. And then Alice Perry, the number one all-rounder in female world right now, she also put 30-plus. And they easily beat the Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets in a final. So that's a huge, and we can expect that this will be ongoing, because now women IPL, I will say, I'm impressed in terms of the performance and outcome compared to the first season last year.
Yeah.
Not only that, what I'm looking at it, there are plenty of young players, inexperienced players got opportunity, and some of them have shown their class. They belong to the international cricket. So it's definitely helping worldwide women cricket for sure. We will definitely see a lot of changes in coming 2 years. Or by next World Cup, we can expect that some women will be facing international arena first time. Means a lot of debutants and the new players are coming on board to show their skills.
Coach, would you say there is improvement from last year's performance? And do you think they'll increase the number of teams from 5 to, say, maybe 6 or 8?
Right now it's a 6.
6, okay.
And I would say they might go for 8 if this interest continues like this year. This year is definitely so much interest. If you look at the pool of players at the beginning of the Women IPL, and they were drafting players, the entry, means the people who are interested to play Women IPL has been gone up since last year. What means there is a demand. There is a possibility to add 1 or 2 teams. And I will not be surprised if the Women IPL expands just like the Men's IPL. They were originally 8. Now they are 10. And I believe very soon, within a year or two, if they go from 16 to 8 teams, I will not be surprised at all. Because that gives the opportunity for the more players to be part of this Women IPL.
And one other question before we ask Dennis if he has something for you. Do you think that there was talk about having 2 women IPL in the year and 2 women men's IPL as well, a second championship in September?
In my opinion, this is a once-a-year championship is good. If
to
you are doing 2 championship year, then it will kill the cricket. Absolutely, there should not be any other cricket if you go that route. And, to be honest with you, it's just like you cannot sell something that people don't want to buy, and that's how the fans are. You don't want to put too many games where the fans can fed up and say, hey, this is too much. We are not
too
interested.
Much.
We are not spending money, you know?
Dennis?
Coach, you mentioned earlier that the IPL is about to commence. The question is, do you foresee overall, what do you think are we likely to be getting out of the IPL this year? We don't have any new teams this year, but we have the old favorites. How are they going to produce this year compared to previous year?
Well, first of all, IPL has its own class, right? This is the world-class tournament, and they are the leading when it comes to the premier cricket at the world stage. It has attracted more fans and peoples and viewers compared to any World Cup. That's the beauty about this World Cup. Going forward is always exciting because every year this IPL brings a real good competitive cricket, which is a more of an entertainment for most of the fans. Not only that, they are playing all over the India at the different venues. And we have seen that fans respond. These games are always sold out. Plenty of teams. And their viewership is going at the higher level every year. With all those indications and with this new group of players from the Under-19 World Cup, they are stepping up in the teams. So it's a delight to see this IPL multiple ways. The biggest thing is how these international players compete against these other teammates. And then top of that, it's also bringing a lot of new players in this IPL format. So we have to see how they perform. Like some of them don't have any international experience or national, and they are getting the opportunity to play in some franchise cricket. But then they have another team or against their opponents may have some superstars and legends playing. So that's the biggest thing to see how this blend works. And over the years, I will say I'm not disappointed because this is the quality cricket and they pick the right people in the team. The rosters are rock solid. Most of the teams are spending fortune in terms of the money to get the right players. And these are a lot of players who are getting opportunities to play. They are ready to grab the chance and show the world what they belong to. Overall, IPL has definitely improved the world-class cricket for sure. And that's upbeat when we are looking at the T20 potentials for all national teams. Many of them has to perform in IPL before they take the international scene.
Do you think, Coach, that I think at the end of the last IPL series, there were much talk about the possibility of needing more time for the IPL in coming years. Is that still something that we can anticipate, that the IPL will need more time in order to expand the number of matches, or is it the number of teams?
Well, so far, they are doing really well in terms of scheduling and providing the games at different venues and a lot of local logistics in terms of their accommodation and providing transportation and all those. But I will definitely concern about it when the game is growing and their intensity is really high, giving them the more rest time between the two games, it makes a more impactful. And I believe if the IPL gets bigger window, more time to schedule these games spread out, they can definitely take the extra rest in between the two games. And that's what I like to see, is like expanded window for IPL, because if you look at it, since they moved from 8 teams to 10 teams, they haven't changed much in terms of the total time. So I will say it's a 20% expansion from the 18. They need 20% more time to extend this tournament.
Are we likely to see...
Go ahead.
Are we likely to see games arranged such that we here in outside of India will be able to see the matches live in our time zone?
Well, these games are live. You can watch on pay-per-view, and I believe some of the channels do carry them here in U.S. as well as all over the world. So that's not something new, and we need to keep eye on it, like who is covering at that time and who is able to provide that platform. That will be the huge challenge.
Coach, Dennis, are you through? Yeah, anyway. Coach, one other question. All eyes from the Caribbean are going to be on Shamar Joseph. Do you have any idea who are the players from other countries and India will be looked at with a shy eye?
Well, right now is so much talk about Joseph. It's a new player in this arena. IPL is a different world, to be honest with you. We have seen a lot of West Indies players went in IPL. Some did succeed to make impact, some did succeed to perform. But now, just like every other player, we can expect good performance from Joseph. And all I can say from my side is definitely, let's wish him good luck, wish him the best for the IPL. But the real challenge is just like wait and watch and see how he acts. And then we have to see how his opponent take care of him, right? Because this is like all-star type of games, because all opponent has a multiple players who are coming from different part of the world, and they are competing against each other. So far we have seen Joseph against Australia only, or maybe in a local here in West Indies. But this will be the, I will say, really good platform for him to see what he is up to or how potential he is. And yes, it can go either way, but I'm hopeful to see he performs and do well in this IPL.
Yeah, yes. Especially if he... He comes up and gets quite a bit of sticks. You never know. He may not go down too well, but I'd love to see him do well. He has a 3-year contract. You know, we had intended for the show this evening to do all you want to know about IPL, so we're going to go from the 8 and bring everything that is possible that every panelist and the listeners can know. So we're going to touch that. How about anything else that you have in mind you want to share with us, Coach?
The one thing is definitely will be updated is now. There's a Gujarat Stadium, the largest stadium in the world, is about to take new games in this season. And the one thing I'm looking after is the crowd and the noise it will bring with that capacity stadium. Number two, it will be the plus for any player who is playing in this arena, because that will be the most important thing you want to see. Or I will say this is the place you dream for when you play over that sort of crowd, which is the huge. Normally you don't find that sort of crowd anywhere in the world. So this is the excitement for the lot of players who have not been to that sort of environment. It's opportunity, once in a lifetime. Like, say, for example, any West Indies player, what do you think he has a chance to play against 100,000 fans in Caribbean? It will never happen.
Nope.
But if you are in IPL and if you're playing against any team on this venue, yes, this is your golden lifetime opportunity to experience such event.
And the fans in India are excited about Joseph, or is just the Caribbean folks? From your
I don't think we have too many West Indies players in this format, right? But we will see who is coming up to perform. That will be the key to see. As I said, we have limited pool of players and they are spread out. I don't think any team has one team has a two West Indies player. So it should be watch out for it. But I'm more interested in to see all newcomers, inexperienced players. And the biggest thing I love to see in this particular IPL is how many youngsters are making their day on any given day.
Yeah, that is very important. Very, very important. Now, and another question I want to ask differently. How do you think England will react to their defeat in India.
Well, they're hosting. That's a past series now. We have to move on. And don't underestimate England. England learns a lesson, what they tried to play in India, what they did not work. And they are the smart team. These are the professional players. So that means they will bring some sort of solution to move forward. Means probably some adjustment coming, new style of play is coming in place in future.
Yes, indeed. Their superstar, a young superstar, has pulled out of the IPL. Can't quite remember his name. He did not tour India. And now he has some family commitment. Do you recall his name? Dennis?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't recall. He's the only... It's only a couple of players... Only a couple of players are backing out from that situation. Okay. The reason for that, I believe they are trying to rest those players so they can perform for the national duty. That's the biggest thing. Because after that disaster and failure in India, we call it, because of that series, I don't think the England wants to keep their players with the overload and not having much rest or not much have time to prepare for the future events. And that is where they are pulling some players and asking them for the national duty. So it's a part of the national duty, I will say, whether they are pulling out for the rest or whether they are pulling out for the preparation. But that's the right move. They need to think about national team first rather than anything else.
Okay. Do you recommend anything for the West Indies right now? Oh, dear. Big question.
It's always a big question, but I love to say one thing for sure. West Indies, even we are going down, even we are not doing well, there is always the opportunity and new window out there. And this World Cup is definitely one more opportunity to see how this West Indies team will going to do against. Absolutely, West Indies has an edge. They are in advantage to play at home during this World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of people, means the players, who can perform in T20 format better than any other format. So I will say it's one more chance. If we can do the right, we can take the West Indies crowd and team one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lose the opportunity. Even we missed out last World Cup. This is the another chance we have, second chance to prove it. We belong to the world stage.
Coach, one other question. Over in Pakistan, they're looking for a head coach. Is there a possibility that an Indian could get a job to coach in Pakistan? I know that.
It's very tough to say, but the way the world is right now is... Every team you're looking at it, they are looking for the foreign coaches, right? It's for many reasons, it's the right thing. But at the same time, we need to look into a side who are really doing well in international arena, especially, let's say, Australia, New Zealand, right? And then you have India. Now, these are some of the teams usually stick with their own product. Their own people from their own country to lead that squad, right? So it's like there is a mix and match opinion. I will say there are positives and there are negatives when you hire the foreign coach. But the trend is on. More people, more teams, more countries has foreign coaches. And there is absolutely no guessing game or we can predict anything about that situation. But a lot of time... There will be a situation that certain players, certain coaches are not allowed for certain countries or they are not preferred for that country. And that will be the ongoing in future.
Okay. Dennis, any question for Coach? We have a few more minutes left.
Coach recently concluded ICC meeting. There were some time changes made for matches involving T20s. Will that change have any effect on the IPL time factor in terms of when, you know, a batter can commence his innings or the time between innings, the time between overs and so on? Any change, any effect of the ICC changes on the IPL?
First of all, in my opinion, I'm not up for this change. It does not make sense to me, period. For a few reasons. T20 is a small game, just like our baseball game in USA, right? The baseball does not shortlist the time slot, like this game will be running from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., like that. They do not. They only have only a start time. After that, they carry on. I'm not sure what the buzz about and why we need this time to conclude this game in a certain time and pushing the players to perform under that limited time. If you look at the other part of the aspect, more the time you get during the game once it is started means there is a TV revenue. There is a commercial revenue. There is a slots for the advertisements. And they're supposed to grab those and give a break or give a time to the players. Yes, just like the NBA, 30-second timeout and those, they need to implement that. Instead of that strategic timeout, which is looks okay, 2-minute strategic timeout, but beyond that, if the team is taking more time for some reason, they need to limit those timing through those breaks, set forth like a team is allowed to take small. And if the umpire fails instead of this stopwatch at all situation, we need to count those. And that's the best way to go because this will be the extra burden. And I will not be surprised to see a fifth umpire just running the clock. And now it's, we are going too much behind the time. If time is concerned, then every over starts and every over ends need to have some sort of timing. And that complicates. So I will say this is just beginning. And I'm not sure if the IPL can impact because IPL is not affected. In the past, none of the game has been penalized or his situation because of the overtime. The most of the games are wrapping up during the allocated time. So I don't see much difference in this season, but I'm waiting on to see what are the changes they are bringing in IPL by next week before it starts the next season.
Coach, do you think that because the timing seems so important to ICC, they may well adopt a new rule to prevent a bowler from taking an excessively long run-up? In other words, they may decide that you can only take a run-up of X number of steps rather than the bowler's preferred run-up steps. Is that a possibility that could come about?
That is my concern, too. That is my concern, too. Spinners take the shorter run-ups and they can finish the over much quicker than the fast bowlers, right? Overall, with the time allocation, when you say you got 90 minutes to bowl 20 overs, right? Some bowlers taking 3 minutes to finish over, and some bowlers may take 5.5 minutes. So overall, after the inning, every 20 overs need to be completed in this time, right? So now here, what we see is they are going to push some bowlers to get back quick to that markup, get back quick to deliver, but at the same time to force the batters to get it done, their assignment quickly, getting to the crease, right, in between. But I will say this game has one thing they can close out to save all this trouble is the water breaks and batsmen's demand when they are in the crease. They need to limit those. Right now, there is absolutely zero restriction if batsmen need something at the crease. It's all penalties and all these rules are more coming to tighten up the fielding side.
that may certainly end up with a disfavorable approach to in terms of the spectators and possibly the TV broadcasters who sponsors these games. But at any rate, we will see what transpires as a result. Thank you so much, Coach, for your insights and your knowledge, and I'm sure we very much can say we learned a great deal from your...
Okay, I'm going to just keep scrolling. That's all I didn't say.
Yes, okay. We have done a coming in a little bit. Okay, thank you so much, Coach. It has been a joy hearing from you. Drive carefully and safely. Be home in one whole piece, man. Regards to your pop. And we'll see you on the radio next weekend. Or if you have time, you can join us a little later on. But I know it might be too difficult for you. Thanks a lot.
No, thank you all. I'm driving, so I'll be coming back tonight. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye. Have a wonderful evening. Okay, folks.
The Cricket Show USA is on Kane Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. Join Leon Francis, Dennis Heath, and Coach Jason Patel for the latest local, national, and international cricket scores, results, and insider information. Join the team every Thursday at 8 p.m. for the Cricket Show USA on KaneRadio.com.
Yes, and we are being joined by Audley Watson. Audley, your hands just came up in a jiffy. So
Okay. Good evening, Leon. Good evening to all my fellow panelists and for the listeners around the world. It's good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. A wonderful, wonderful evening in my neck of the woods. And I'm hoping you'll be able to stick around with us for the rest of the program. I've got a lot of information coming up. Back to you.
Go ahead.
Four. Leon? Dennis? Leon? Not hearing anybody from the other end. We seem to be running a little technical difficulties here. I don't know if I'm on the air.
Yes, you're very much on the air, Audley. I was hoping that you will give us your inside edge. Well, I went in the chat room. I'm all
right.
All alone.
It's a little early for the edge. So someone made us come in, but anyhow, I go ahead with it. Okay, the inside edge for today. It was 1990, 31st of July. There's a test match that had been played between England and India at Lord's in London, of course. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The teams accumulated a total of 1,603 runs. That was when you accumulate both scores. That's what they scored. And you know exactly what happened? The time of the match was exactly identical, 1,603 minutes.
Now,
some things happen like that, coincidentally, you know, but you don't know how it works out, but sometimes it does happen like that. 1,603 runs being scored in exactly 1,603 minutes total. That's what we have for you, Inside Edge. That was back in 1990.
Worth repeating, Audley. That's worth repeating. Let it sink in, you know, panelists and the listeners here, because, you know, vast knowledge is just go in and just taken for granted. But these are something that listeners need to hear twice. Go ahead.
Encore, you're going to hear it once more. Okay. In 1990, the 31st of July, the match ended between England and India, fifth day of the match, being played at Lord's Ground. Of course, it's regarded as the home of cricket. The match ended with a total of 1,603 runs being scored in exactly 1,603 minutes. So that's the way the cookie crumbles when it comes to that one in that great match. Once again, the inside edge.
You don't hear it anywhere else in the world, I'm telling you.
Happy nowhere else, right here in the studio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Take it away, Audley.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Okay, so this is the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary. It's the time of the evening when we take a look in the cricketing fraternity, and we say happy birthday, happy anniversary. And it's also your time to call in 515-605-9850. 515-605-9850, and as we go along, we give an occasional footnote. So here we go, the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. Okay, today, just a couple of birthdays out before I started with the cricketers. We have Gottlieb Defflemer, German inventor who invented the first motorcycle. He was born way back in 1834. Sayaka Sato, former Prime Minister of Japan, was born in 1901. Golfer Bobby Jones was born back in 1902. Raymond Rustin, Bernard Rustin, civil rights activist. He was one of those that helped to organize the march in Washington. He was born 1910. We have Unforgettable. That's who you are.
Nat King
Cole. Today is his birthday. He was born back in 1919. Nat King Cole. And he left us quite young. He died in 1965. And music is still as fresh today as it was back then. Nat King Cole. Shafiq Rahman, the founding father of Bangladesh, was born back in 1922, and died back in 1975. We have Robin Knox Johnstone, a yachtsman from Britain, from England, and he was the first to sail nonstop around the world, circumnavigate the globe nonstop, and that happened back in 1969. Today he's 85. Kirk Russell, after Kirk Russell, he's 75. Gary Sinise, CS New York, and also Apollo 13. Today he's 69. And we have John Boyega, Englishman, must be from Africa. He comes, he's 32 today. He stars in Star Wars. And Katie Siddiqui, American swimmer, 27 years old today. All right, another big, 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 big birthday we have over there in 2020 Vision, Mr. Renford Dorr. Yeah. He is celebrating his birthday today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. Mr. Dorr, happy birthday to you. Big time happy birthday to you. And I know the rest of the panelists will be coming in on that one. Also, my sister Jean and my brother-in-law Carl. Jean and Carl, they are celebrating their wedding anniversary today. And I think it will be about 11 years. All right, happy anniversary, guys. I know you guys are living it up. All right, happy anniversary to you. Cricket, Roger Harper out of Guyana, Handy Byron from Barbados, Danza Hyatt out of Jamaica, Afi Fletcher from Grenada, Douglas Carr, full of flames, and Willie Kwafi out of England, Andrew Hudson from South Africa, Danaska Gonasikara out of Sri Lanka, Mickey Harvey and Rhonda Kendall from Australia, Shaki Hamoud from Pakistan, Angus Dunlap out of Ireland, and Donald Trapiano from Zimbabwe. For the 18th, Jamaican sprinter Raymond Stewart, the first Jamaican to break the sub-10 barrier when he ran 9.96, his personal best, back in 1965. Ray Stewart's birthday today. Chuck Berry died also on this day back in 2017. And Doyle Brown, yeah, Dan, I got it right this time. It's the 18th, right? Birthday today. And also from 2020 Vision Radio, Mr. Carlisle Powell, the father of our West Indian cricketer there, opening batter. His dad, he's celebrating today, Mr. Carlisle Powell. Okay, so Clem Hill from Australia, Leon Johnson, Graham Porter, and Lindsay Reeler, female cricketer, David Lloyd, Sean Adele, John Clay, Nicholas Wisdom from England, Philip Hand, and Dodal Tapscott from South Africa. We have Mr. Shulkar from India, along with Nedel Haram, female cricketer. Sharita Fariza Khan from Pakistan. Leslie Murdoch out of New Zealand. For the 19th, we have John Holder from the West Indies, along with Haley Matthews out of Barbados. And we have Casey Carty from St. Martin. Amanda Green, New Zealand. Luke Woodcock, Sean Haig, and Warren Lee, all from New Zealand. Norman Yardley, Julie May, Ashley Giles, Frank Milligan, and Scofield Haig. We have Diwala Hussain and Abbas Ali Beg from India. We have Gino Joyo from Denmark. Clive Van Revel from South Africa, Saeed Ali Navi from Pakistan, along with from Sri Lanka, Haranga Harat, leading left-hand bowler, record left-hand bowler in cricket. And we have Dazwa Zadan from Afghanistan also celebrating on the 19th. Coming up on the 20th, another big one, Mr. Simon and Emma O'Brien will be celebrating their wedding anniversary. I know it's up there in the 50s. Simon and Emma, wedding anniversary on the 20th of March. Big time celebration for you guys, and happy anniversary when it comes. Kenny Rogers also died on this day back in 2020. Wow, it's been 4 years. Time is flying. Time flies. Okay, Nicky Boye, Robert Poor, and Charles Fairchild from South Africa, Mark Johnson from the Netherlands, Terry Duffin from Zimbabwe, and we have Tamil Iqbal from Bangladesh, Karen Smith from England, Bernard Ranford from Australia, and Madan Lal from India. For the 21st, athlete out of Jamaica, little Brianna Williams. She was born in 2002. That makes her 22 years young. Alvin Kalitaran will be celebrated on the 21st, along with Barty Gaskin, both Guyanese. Alex Bannerman, the brother of Charles Bannerman, Graham Thomas, Jack Saunders, and Matthew Maynard. But Jack Saunders from Australia, and Matthew Maynard from England, Grant Elliott from New Zealand, Dion Miles from Zimbabwe, Felix Coyce from South Africa, Astil Berman from the Netherlands, Mohamed Nawaz, and Quinta Jalil, who's a female cricketer from Pakistan. For the 22nd, we have Ken Booth, the train is coming, baby, Ken Booth, out of Jamaica. Joyce Brewer, George Thomas, and Elaine Braith from Australia, Seth Burke, Gus Roberts, and George Croswell from New Zealand, Chris Watmore from England. We have Chris Duckworth from South Africa, Ralston Chase and Suresh Raghunath from Trinidad, Chase from Barbados, Ashwat Khan from Pakistan, Lydia Francis, Laya Francis out of India. I know that's not the real name. You have a Francis from India? Kenny Carroll.
Related to me.
Out of, no, it must be. Must have to be, Leon. Have to be. All right. Kenny Carroll from Ireland. And finally, for the Saturday, the 23rd of March, we have Kyle Irving, of course, basketball player. Nanji Ranan from Trinidad and Tobago, he died 2016 on the 23rd of March, and Jacob Killamiller out of Jamaica died 1980 on the 23rd of March also. So it's going to be Brian Hastings from New Zealand, Zahir out of Bangladesh, Debbie Wilson and Ben Barnett from Australia, Michael Atherton and Maurice Atlum from England, Michael Teresa from Sri Lanka. We have Wazim Bari from Pakistan, Atul Wissan from India, Sunil Ambrose out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Also, Mo Farah from England, celebrating his birthday on the 23rd. And Australia won their third World Cup in South Africa, beating India back in, sorry, I don't have that date for you, but they won the third World Cup. All right, that's back to you, Leon.
Oh, thank you so much, Audley. Thank you so very much. And just allow me to do this song, because I'm going to dedicate this song before bringing anybody else. For Carlisle Powell, yes. Simon and Irma O'Brien, Dennis and Angela Heath, and Renford Doar. We're going to play one song for all of them, and then we'll come back in. It's by...
My sister and her husband, Jean and Carl, also anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. What's her name?
Jean and Carl. Both of them, they are celebrating today.
Let me say it. Jean and Carl also. This one song is for all of you. And then we'll come in with the others. how about you, Mertris? Not Mertris, but Donna. Do you have a birthday to celebrate with us today? Oh, is she gone? Oh, Donna has left us. Okay. Dennis, you would like to tell us any birthdays you have or give us any special?
No birthdays at this time that I can recall. I'm probably too busy thinking of other things such as my
okay, well, I can understand. Hyacinth knows all about that. Hyacinth?
No, I've got any birthday.
I thought
no.
You said you were going to sing for Dennis today. Didn't you not say that?
Okay, do you want me to?
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Man.
Okay. Okay.
Not just Dennis, you have Simon too. Simon is celebrating wedding anniversary.
Okay, to all the people, birthday, anniversary, whatever, I'll sing it. But
all
I'll
right.
just say hello to Dennis and Angela. Say congratulations on your many years of marriage, and I wish you many, many more happy and healthy years together. And I'm going to sing this song. It's one written by my choir leader, but I've amended it a little. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Now, don't laugh.
We'll sing.
I vow to you, my Lord, I will your servant be, to love you, to serve you, is my joy, is all I seek. I offer you my love, my heart, my life completely. I freely to you give my will, my liberty. To you I surrender all that I have. I'm going to cry. All I possess. Nothing need I ever, save your guidance, love and grace. I vow to you, my love, I will your servant be, to love you, to serve you, is my joy, is all I see, is my joy. Is all I see. And I'm tears. I'm in tears now. Oh. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday to everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Yes, indeed.
That statement was coming straight from the heart.
Yes.
With a teardrop.
Teardrop, okay.
Tears all right, on my pillow.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, anyone else who wants to come in? I try to bring in Virgil. Virgil, anything from you, sir?
Am I here? Am I on?
Yeah. Yes, you're very much
okay.
on.
Okay. Yeah, I just, for Dennis and Simon, just wanted to wish you guys a happy, happy anniversary. And I can see the smile on Dennis' face when Miss
Hyacinth
England was singing. Miss Hyacinth England was singing. So I know he really enjoyed it. So Dennis, enjoy your anniversary. Simon, enjoy your anniversary. And for all those who celebrating birthday within the week, happy birthday and happy anniversary to all.
Indeed.
Audley, you have one your birthdays to come before I play a song, another song?
Yes, just a pity. I should have gotten in touch with you and read Nat King Cole because today is his birthday and he has some lovely anniversaries. Staying as sweet as you are, you know, things like that. But anyway, you have something for me, that's good. Other birthdays, Rashida Francis, she's celebrating today. She is from St. Thomas. She may be in here in the States, but... happy birthday to you, Rashida, today. And on Wednesday, Colin, Harriet's son, Colin will be celebrating his birthday on Wednesday the 20th. Happy birthday to you, Colin. When it comes, Ron Kelly, another buddy up in Canada, he'll be celebrating his 88th birthday come Wednesday. All right, we have Doc, a friend of mine, a former co-worker. He'll be celebrating his 73rd birthday. And Charmaine White, she's no longer white, she's my sister's cousin. Well, she got married sometime last. Still remember the white. So I'm going to say, Charmaine, happy birthday to you when it comes, and that will be on Friday. Doc is on Charmaine's Friday. Doc is on Thursday. Colin and Ron, they are on the 20th. And also Yvonne McLeod is also on the 20th. Yes, Yvonne McLeod, she's also on the 20th. And, of course, Rashida today. So those are my birthdays. And, of course, I just want to join in with the celebrants, those guys like Mr. Dennis, Mr. O'Brien, Mrs. O'Brien, mm-hmm. O'Brien, and, of course, my sister Jean and her husband Carl, and Mr. Renford Dorr, yes, celebrating birthday and the wrestling celebrating anniversary. So have a wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful day, guys, and
yes.
You all God's blessing. Godspeed.
God blessing, Godspeed. Thank you so much, Audley. And just to reiterate, the Cricket Show would like to extend birthday greetings to those who are celebrating, especially Carlisle Powell and Renford Dorr, and of course,
yes.
Simon and Irma O'Brien, as well as Dennis and Angela. So we're going to play this one song to cover all, and those relatives of my cousin that Audley always find him. India, he finds him in India. I don't know where he finds him, but the Francis is always
celebrated.
Thank you so much, Audley, and for all who are celebrating some occasion today. Here is with
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And above all this,
All right. I will always love you. And that goes for all the birthday celebrants and those who are having their anniversaries. So, hey, this has been the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary. Join us next week, God willing. It's about 7 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. The Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. Back to you, Leah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Audley. And now we come to the most enjoyable portion of the show. It's over to Mertis. Mertis, are you ready to rumble?
Yes, sir.
Focus on the Lord. Law 37. Yes. Over to you, Mertis. Do your utmost.
Okay. Good night. Once again, we focus on the laws of cricket. Law 37, obstructing the field. Dismissal of batters for obstructing the field is rare. However, is a batter who is judged to have deliberately obstructed the fielders by words or actions is guilty of the offense and on appeal will be given out by the umpire. The obstruction law will apply even if delivery is called a no-ball. Obstructing the field does not apply if the words or actions are judged to be accidental or that it occurred while the batter was trying to avoid being injured by a ball that is thrown at the wicket to affect a run out. This also, if the batter hit the ball twice to protect his or her wicket, according to Law 34. To become an obstruction, either batter must have deliberately prevented a fielder from catching a ball that was likely to cause one of the batters to be dismissed. And the same would apply if either batter prevented or stopped a ball that would have hit the wicket to cause a run out or dismissal. Additionally, if either batter should return a ball that is in play to a fielder by picking it up or knocking the ball with the bat in the direction of the fielder, the batter would be out obstructing the field if the fielder did not first ask the batter to pass the ball. The batter's use of words or words that may distract, mislead, or deceive will be guilty of obstructing the field, and on appeal, the batter will be dismissed. If runs are scored during obstruction of the field when caused by the batter preventing the fielder from taking a catch, the run or runs shall not be counted. Any penalty runs awarded shall be counted, but the bowler will not get credit for the wicket obtained for the obstruction. This is
Thank
the
you
end
so
of Law 37.
37. Thank you so much, Merchant.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yep, thank
welcome.
You.
Well done. Did you say you have a comment, Hyson?
No, I just say thank you. I'm thanking
Okay. Richie. Well, we're going to open the panel now for anyone who wants to make a comment or ask a question.
Okay, so let me come in here. Miss Mertree, I'm asking. I heard you mention that you can be given out by, you know, saying words and stuff like that. So I'm wondering, I've never heard before that you can say something to a bowler or a fielder and you can be given out for being out obstructing the fielder. Am I hearing right?
Yes.
You are hearing right. It says the batter, the use of words, once you're trying to distract or mislead or deceive, will be guilty of obstructing the field.
Well said. Bravo,
right, because
bravo.
I was thinking of there was a boxer by the name, they call him the dirtiest boxer ever, and he would distract his opponent by, he would say, hey, block, your shoe is untied, and the guy would look down to see if his lace was untied.
And by the time he looked, he knocked the guy cool. So I was just wondering if a guy looked at the field and said, hey, Black, your shoe is untied. And then he stopped. So he would have been given out.
He'd be given out. It's unlike basketball. Basketball, you do trash talking and all that stuff. So that's no trash talking in cricket. None whatsoever.
All right.
That have to do if the ball go into that fielder.
Yes, I know.
Because
I know.
They have trash talk all the time, but the ball have to be going to that fielder for you to say something to distract him.
Right.
You have to do.
Do you have to appeal?
Huh?
Yes. For that decision to be effective.
I would guess so because every other thing
you have to.
You have to appeal it.
Yes, appeal. Any other question? Any other comments?
I would like to say thank you, Mertris, and to put Hyacinth on notice that next Sunday.
Next week.
She will be in the hot seat next Sunday.
All right.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you
so much, Mertris. Well done.
Thank you.
The ladies have taken over right there.
Yes.
Not really.
We're trying.
Just a little portion.
Oh, you guys are doing a great job. Look. Let me tell you something. Without the ladies, it's much different, right? We are. It doesn't matter how much rose, whatever. When the ladies come in, it's a different blend and so forth. So it takes everything to make it come. And it's so nice to have you here, guys.
Do you mean there are no arguments?
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you mean there are no arguments?
No. Even a little of that would be great, too.
No, we won't argue because we'll win anyway. So it's no point in arguing, is it?
Amen.
Let me be the judge of this one because after Hyacinth sing, I realized and I was waiting for Audley because I hear him come in and try to do a thing. But Audley, Hyacinth beat you first, second, and third. Okay? All right.
There you go.
Thank you, Virgil. I wouldn't argue with you. You would win me. Anyway, it's good to have a bit of fun.
Good. Yes, indeed. The West Indies for their championship. Just giving you standings after four rounds of matches. The Windward Islands are on top after playing four matches. They won three. They lost one. They have 66.4 points. In second place are the Leewards. They played four, won three, lost one, 64.2 points. They're in second place. In third place are Jamaica, played in four matches, losing two, winning two, and losing two on 50.2 points. Barbados Pride, they are in fourth place, played four, won two, lost two, 48.2 points. Trinidad and Tobago, they are in fifth place, playing four, winning two, one drawn match, and a lost one on 47.2 points. In the sixth place are the Guyana Happy Eagles, playing four, winning two, drawing one, and losing one, 46.2 points. And in seventh place are the West Indies Academy. They played four, win one, they lost three, 30.8 points. And at the cellar are the combined campuses and colleges. Playing four, losing all four, 20.8 points. Any comments? Any comments?
But are the combined campuses are the defending champions?
No.
Who won it the year before? I know that they won the championship one year.
One year,
combined
they won
campus?
It.
Okay. It wasn't last year.
I think
year.
That was a 50 over, though. I think it was a 50 over.
Oh, okay. A different format. Different format.
Yeah,
okay.
Different format. Any comments? Anybody wants to comment? And of course, the Leeward Islands won a wonderful match yesterday. And Virgil, you may be happy to know that Cornwall made 42 and 22 and took 7 wickets in the match. And Powell scored a century in the first innings. And it was close. They're winning by 3 wickets. And a good win for them. Jamaica also won yesterday by 2 wickets. They were playing against the Academy. The Academy took them right down to the end
of the wire.
Down to the wire. So don't you overlook these teams there. There's some players that are looking good. Well, in the scores in the match for Jamaica, the West Indies Academy scored 324 and 281. Jamaica 372 and 236 for 8. And
Leon, just to let you know, Dana was dropped.
Okay. Let me see. I'll bring her back in a moment. Anyone want to pick up until I get Dana? Pick up until I get Dana. Dennis, you want to say anything?
Yes.
Go ahead until I
yes,
bring
Leon.
Back Dana, and let me
I
get
think,
back Dana.
Yes. It's important to see in this 4-day championship where for Jamaica there was King. He had a good inning. First inning, 77 runs. And Kurt McKenzie, again, another West Indian player, he had 29. And in the second inning, McKenzie, again, 47, and King, 65. So it was good to see that those two are beginning to hit their stride and getting back amongst the runs. Also important to note is that the Jordan Johnson, playing for the West Indies Academy, he managed to score 61. And most of us will recall Jordan Johnson and his exploits
yeah.
when he went out to Sri Lanka and did very well as a young cricketer. He scored 61 runs in the West Indies Academy first innings, and he managed 26 in the second innings. So once again, he put us on notice that he is here, and he is here ready and willing to pick up the mantle. So I hope that the West Indies selectors are beginning to think seriously about time to incorporate some of these youngsters into the test squads. Are you back with us, Leon?
Yes, I am indeed. Anybody else wants to come in? Do you say anything on
that? I'm going to come in and I'm going to talk about, especially with Leeward. Congratulations to Leeward. And Powell, congratulations to him to make a century. And it's strange to see, like, Cornwall will play the 4-day game, 1-day, T20. The world don't have a problem with his weight when he's playing that. But once he gets stepped up, anything in West Indies, the same game they're playing, the same cricket they're playing, just one of them is 1-day shot, one-day shot, and everybody having problem with his weight, and the same person playing the same identical game, or is only one is the ICC ranking game, but when he plays his local, the same thing. I mean, as I said again, it is sad to see he performing, and everybody's looking at when he goes to the ICC West Indies game, everybody looking at his weight. But in the local game, nobody looking at that. All they're glad to see sometime Leeward win. He get wicket and he perform. But anyhow, to him himself, for that size and performing like that, bro, I wish you all the best. As I always said, if you can do it like that, the other fit and slim should do it 10 times as better than you. So at least keep up what you're doing, and we'll see how it goes down the line again.
Just to give you the scores in the combined campuses and colleges versus the Leewards. Combined campuses and colleges scored 273 and 301 in this second time around. The Leewards scored 259 and 319 for 7, winning there by 3 wickets. And, of course, they are second in the tables right now. Good knock by S.D. Henry. He got 73 for the combined campuses and colleges. And a good 58 from, who is this now? That's Grave Ari Greaves. The bowling, Louis. That's another young man you have to watch. Louis, I predicted that this guy would be the first player from St. Kitts to make the West Indies team, playing for St. Kitts. 3 for 54. Archibald. Cornwall, 3 for 86. And Durham, 4 for 37. Okay, and turning our attention to the Leewards. The Leewards made 259 and 319. Leewards batting Louis got 13, and Carty got 61, and Graves got 61. That's the second innings. Let me give you the first innings score. And Powell, of course, scored 114. I'll give you the score. 114. Powell scored in the first innings from 152 deliveries. And, well, that's the gist of it. Another 31 from Louis. So Louis showing some form. And Powell had a good match this game. So we'll see what the selectors do. They think it's fit to bring him back in. Any questions, any comments before we move on to the Guyana and the Barbados Pride?
How many overs did Rakim bowl?
I heard it was
3 for 8 or something, and usually he will be bowling Martin spells. So
Cornwall
just know if
3 for 86. They didn't say exactly how much he bowled, but I think he was in excess of over 30 overs. I'm sure that is. This scorecard doesn't seldom give you the number of overs that he bowled, but he got 3 and 4, 7 in a match, 42 and 22, not out on 22. Any comments? Guyana Harpy Eagles, 436 and 136 for 8. They obviously declared. Barbados,
wow.
230 and 309. And that team includes Jason Holder. And where is Dennis? Jason Holder and Kemar Roach, as well as all the big guns. Reefer Holder. Bradwin.
Leon, Donna's hand is up.
Okay. Oh, Donna, come on in, my dear. You are worthy. Where is Donna? Her hand is up. Where's Donna? Where's her hand? I don't see her hand. 7 8 6 9 9. No, that's 9. That's the Albert's phone, right? 9 9 3 0.
She's up on another line. So,
okay, come
check,
on,
check
in, Donna.
That out and see what.
I know, Ivor used to use this phone sometimes. Come on in, Donna. Oh,
yes,
Ivor?
I was saying I'm on Ivor's line because I couldn't hear anything.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
So, I missed the birthday. But I just wanted to say
congratulations
to my... Yes, my grandson is celebrating tomorrow. He's going to be 9 tomorrow, so I just wanted to wish him happy birthday.
Okay.
Okay, that's all for...
time, Donna.
And yes, you got it? And my nephew will be celebrating on the 28th. So those are my two birthdays for this evening.
Okay. We didn't mention them, though. And we played a song for them, at least. We played a couple songs.
Leon.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dennis.
I heard Audley asking how many overs that Rakim had
bowled. You may have
bowled. He bowled 30 overs in the second innings. And in the first innings, I think he bowled, let's see, I think he bowled about 30, short of 30 in the first. So he bowled, 30 overs in the first, 30, and I think he also bowled another 30. So he had a good sense of bowling.
Right, so he had a marathon spell, okay.
He closed off the match with two consecutive sixes in an over.
Wait. Who is that that said bowled 30-something over?
Cornwall.
Wait. The same person that said he's not fit? I mean, they put it in a way that you have to be one fit. I don't know what the fitness is, maybe because of the... We all know he can't run. So if you're not fit, how you bowling 30-something or 40-something over? I don't understand that. But we know how it goes, but go ahead.
I know. We all wish him well.
Yeah.
Okay.
18 overs in the first and 30 in the second. 18, 1-8.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 for 86 for his 18 overs. And then he bowled 30 overs in the second. And in that second, he was 4 for 62.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
J.A. Drake scored a century for Barbados.
I just want to make sure that Virgil was listening, you know?
I figured that.
Stop upsetting Virgil.
If Cornwall is batting, Virgil is listening. Any other questions? Okay, we have another
one comment from... when it comes to maybe the Jamaican team, you know, usually I mean, last year we languished on the bottom for almost the entire season, and so far we're in second or third position, so I mean that things are looking up a little better for the Jamaican team, and Brandon Singh had a good match because he made in the 70s and then another half century again in the second inning. So I don't know why he's not including it in the West Indies test setup, because when Lloyd talk about this about Brandon, a player called Brandon King, and you know what, look of, I mean, I think they were playing 4-day games, so I don't know how come he's not considered when it comes to the test format.
I stood beside him at a hotel when he was here. And that guy looks like a cricketer. He's tall and, you know, elegant, man. So I tell him, you're better than that, man. For centuries, man. But, yeah, you got to just take your name out of those people's mouth and just go and do what you can do. He can do much better than what he did.
Yeah, right now they need to separate themselves from the rest of the field if they want to.
Yeah.
Really. And it's a good thing, you know, actually, because the only disappointment is if the selectors are going to pick mediocre cricketers without trying other guys who are making score. But it's a good thing to make sure that you're up there making runs to stand out from the rest of your fellow cricketers, because we want the best of the best for West Indies. And when... It doesn't matter what island you're from. If you're doing good, then it's good for the West Indies. We want to see the West Indies team come back to, you know, just you talk to people and they start, they're going back to, when the West Indies had that wonderful team, and they cheer the West Indies and cheer the West Indies. But we don't know what happened to the West. I have a lot of English friends and the same thing they said, oh, they remember the West Indies when they were top of the tops and stuff like that, and now they don't know what happened then. They are actually crying, not literally, you know, in their heart, when it pains them in their heart, because they all love the West Indies cricket team. They want to see us do well again. So continue to fight, and everyone continues to fight for the place and do well.
Just the scores, they played against the West Indies Academy. The Academy scored 324 and 281. Jamaica 372 and 236 for 8. Individual scores, West Indies Academy, Aline got 52, Dawn 83, Jordan Johnson is your man, 61. And that's the gist of the tops, the main scorers there. Just giving a button. And go back to the Jamaica innings. Jamaica, 52. No, Arlene, I've got the same thing. Wait, I think I have the first inning scores on both sides. Jamaica, okay.
Jamaica
first innings. You got Logs, got 64. King, 77. Salmon, 81. I said, okay, King, Love, King, Salmon. Those are the main scores in that innings. And in the second innings, oh my goodness, I have the mix-up. You have
second
that?
Innings.
The second innings.
The second inning. Jamaica, 236 for 8. McKenzie, 47.
Mm-hmm.
And King, 65. Mansingh, 42. And for a change, Blackwood managed to get off the duck patches on. He managed 27, but that's where the disappointment is for the Jamaica team. And, of course, on a personal level for Blackwood, he's been struggling a lot. And I hope that in the next round of matches, he can pick things up because he's really doing pretty badly.
Okay, any questions about anything before we move on? Where is Simon? Is he still with us? No, he's celebrating. Any other questions? That's the gist of it, and we're going to have another round of matches starting on Wednesday. Any scores on the ladies? 20 over. Blaze, they call it? Blaze? Yeah, a couple of matches were played today. No question, no comment. No. The Blaze is a 20 over. That's what's the name given to the 20
over. That's what they call it. Just like we have the T20 match, they just call the Blaze. Just like how the Australians call it on bat.
Who's playing it?
Women, ladies.
But they have the IPL woman playing. I don't know which one the team you're talking about. If it's in the West Indies,
in
Pakistan.
In the West Indies. The West Indies.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The West Indies tournament is being played in St. Kitts.
Can I detour for 15 seconds, Leon? My sister just called to say thanks for the anniversary stuff. So just call and say, tell everybody thanks. All right?
She's free to call us. Let her hear
welcome.
Her wonderful voice.
Yes.
Okay,
she's on her way to work.
Okay, good.
She's on her way to work right now.
With the acknowledgement. As you were saying, Dennis, you were saying something before.
Well, I was saying to Virgil that it's CP50 team, the same team.
Yeah.
That's now about to start the T20 series. It's unfortunate
that 7 o'clock tonight too.
Yeah, if we don't go to the West Indies board, we will not be able to find those scores because they're not carried as.
Yeah. Quick Info carries them, but they are a day behind. So you get yesterday's course and not today until late this evening. So, and of course...
So they are dyslexic. So they are dyslexic. Come down.
No, well, Buzz does not carry them at all. Period. I don't know.
Oh, they're worse. Nothing at all.
All right. But nevertheless, we do our best to give you updates as much as we can. You know, and we have schools coming out of Antigua, too. We will have to give you the schools tomorrow. Virgil, the Liberta team is in the top four, trying to repeat. They won 8 consecutive titles, I think. And
wow.
Cornwall is not playing. Cornwall is not with them for most of the period.
That's the the coolant. Not you're talking about the coolant smooth.
No, this is the regular 2-day championship. The Black Hawks. And they produce some good players like Kofi James and so forth. But anyway, folks, we're going to start something up at 8 o'clock. I haven't seen Simon yet for his question to the panelists. But I'm going to start to a program known as All You Want to Know About the IPL. How many players when the IPL was started? When the first edition was started? Without no further ado, 2008. And the latest edition
was
2023.
I was about to guess that. I think it's 2008.
2023.
I looked at it recently. Yeah.
And the format is what? It's a round robin format with group system and the playoff. There are how many number teams? There are 10 teams in the contest. And who is the current title holder? Chennai Super Kings. And they have the pleasure of winning the title championship 5 times. The most Chennai Super Kings and the Mumbai Indians are tied for 5 titles. Most runs in the tournament is Virat Kohli. Oddly, you know this, 72-63 for Kohli. The most wickets. Can anybody guess who that guy is? That has the most wickets, 187.
Bravo for a long time. Melinga and Bravo is up there.
Yeah, but they're close. But Chahal, C-H-A-H-A-L, 187 wickets. Mm-hmm. And of course,
overtaken because for a long time it was Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo was
there. Melinga.
Right. Yeah. And who is the sponsor of the IPL? Anybody knows? It goes by Tata. I think it's a telephone company. I'm not too sure.
Telephone, yes, I think yes, to do that. Communication, some communication company.
Just for your information, who was the first holder of the title when he started in 2008? Radisson Royal. And in 2009, the Deakin Chargers. And no, they're called the Sunrisers Hyderabad. 2010, Chennai Super Kings. 2011, Chennai Super Kings. 2012, Kolkata Knight Riders. 2013, Mumbai Indians. 2014, Kolkata Knight Riders. 2015, Mumbai Indians. Sunrisers Hyderabad. 2016, 2017, Mumbai Indians. 2018, Chennai Super Kings, Mumbai Indians, 2019 and 2020, Chennai Super Kings, 2021, and Gujarat Titans, 2022, and Chennai Super Kings are the reigning champions. Questions?
How many? Who has the most wins and the second most wins?
Okay. I know the first, there's a tie between the first the most wins, but I don't have the information about the second most. But they just present the two, the current champions and most wins. Chennai Super Kings, they both have 5 wins. I probably have to research that. The CPL owners, they have owned a number of teams outside of India. Chennai Super Kings owns a team in South Africa and one in the USA, Texas Super Kings, and the Super Kings in South Africa, Joburg Super Kings. Delhi Capital, they own Pretoria Capital in South Africa and Dubai, ITL in Dubai. They're in Dubai Capital is in the ITL. And Kolkata Knight Riders, they own a team in the Caribbean, Tobago Knight Riders, Trinbago Knight Riders in West Indies. And they also own Abu Dhabi Knight Riders in the ITL and also in the MLC, Los Angeles King Riders. They're always riders. And Lucknow Giants, they own a team in South Africa. And the Mumbai Indians own 3 teams abroad. Miami Cape Town in South Africa and the Emirates in ITL and the New York, Miami, New York. And then over in, only team that has not owned a team abroad is the Punjab Kings. So we're going to hope that the Falcons out of Antigua will urge them to buy their team in the Caribbean. Radisson Royals, you agree with me, Virgil, or no? Barbados Royals.
Green, you. Huh? I didn't hear that.
No, one team, Punjab Kings, has not owned a team abroad.
Oh.
And that's the Punjab Kings. Wait. I'm wrong. Punjab Kings own a team in St. Lucia. St. Lucia Kings was owned by Punjab Kings, and Barbados Royals were owned by Radisson Royals, and they also have a team in South Africa. And okay, the only team is the Royal Challengers. Bangalore has not bought a team outside of India. The Sunrisers Hyderabad, they own a team in South Africa. There's some useful information. Everybody remember which is the how many teams in the competition this year? Anybody can tell me when the competition starts? 10. Okay. And the 10 teams are Chennai Super Kings, Delhi Capital, Gujarat Titans, Kolkata Knight Riders, Lucknow Super Giants, Mumbai Indians, Punjab Kings, Radisson Royals, Royal Challengers, Bangalore, and the Sunrisers Hyderabad. So I don't want to go into that. Now, anybody wants to know who wins? How many wins Chennai Super Kings have on when they won the match season? And they won 2010, 2011, 2018, and 2021 and 23. That's Chennai Super Kings. They won 5. The Mumbai Indians
just disseminate the information because we have a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going too fast.
Yeah,
just,
and
it's just
otherwise.
Information.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then the Mumbai Indians won 2013, 15, 17, 19, and 20. The Kolkata Knight Riders, they won 2, 2012 and 2014. And in Radisson Royals, they won 2008, first win.
And then the Hyderabad won 2016, and Gujarat Titans 2022, and the Deccan Chargers 2009. Now, two teams, one, two, three, four teams have not won the championship. They came runners-up, right? And they are Royal Challengers Bangalore, RCB. That's surprising. I thought they had won one. This is not a team that...
I was about to say that with A.B. De Villiers, Chris Gayle, and all those guys.
And Coley. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Neither did the Punjab Kings, nor the Delhi Capital, or the Rising Pune Super Giants. So just for information. Oh, this.
That's certainly a big surprise because that's a big name team. All it has some big name cricketers.
Okay. Anybody knows when the strategy starts? Okay, I'll tell you. March the 22nd. And they'll play from March the 22nd to this May the 26th. And how many matches will they be playing? 21 matches. It appears if it were more than 21 matches. But the fixture list is saying it's 21 matches. They start
I guess that goes for the individual teams. I guess that goes for the individual team because they have round robin and stuff like away and, you know. So each before the knockout, they're supposed to play 21 matches before the knockout, I would assume. Because they're going to play a whole lot more matches than this. But with this one playing that and have a return match and so forth, so that's what it's going to cause. And that's just the first part. Because afterwards, they're going to be having a knockout, playing this one, playing that, until they reach the final.
I only checked that because I think they also includes the knockout. Oh, maybe
not 21? No, they have just 21 and include knockout, no.
That's what the fixture list is saying here. India Premier League, 21 T20 matches, March the 22nd to May the 26th. So we can check it out.
Something is wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Any question anybody wants to ask about the, other than the question from Lydia, more than 21? And who will play the first match? First match is going to be Chennai Super Kings versus the Royal Challengers Bangalore, and that starts March the 26th of Friday. And then on Saturday you have two matches, and Sunday you have two matches, Monday you have one match, Tuesday one match. So just to give you guys a heads up what will happen with this. Anything anybody wants to talk about the India Premier League? Like I was saying to Gating before you guys came on, I was saying all eyes are going to be on Shamar Joseph. Are you hoping that he does well? I'm sure most of you are. But suppose he doesn't do well. Yeah. What would you say? It was just a flash in the pan? Okay.
Leon, I got the same information, Leon. It is saying they're going to play 18 matches. And across how many cities, and then, but that's got to be for individual team, home and away. So that's where the 18 matches per team will come in, and then afterwards,
the semifinals and the finals.
Yes. But making a total of 21.
Next thing that you guys would want to know, where the West Indies face in these teams. They're like Capital. I marked out that they have Shea Hope. And then, the Kolkata Knight Riders, they have Andrew Russell, Sir Fane Rutherford, and Sunil Narine. Sunil Narine never ceased to get a contract. I think he must be a multi-millionaire. Lucknow Super Giants, they have Kyle Mayers. And who else? Anybody can guess who else? Nicholas Puran. And who else? Make a educated guess, somebody.
A young boy
from Guyana.
Yay! Winner, winner, Shamar Joseph is in the Lucknow Super
Giants. Shamar Joseph, yes.
Yeah, good. And Mumbai Indians has whom? Anybody can guess who has Mumbai Indian has? Romario Shepherd. Where is Puran? Did we say, well, Puran?
You did say Puran already.
Puran is in the same team with Joseph. And and then Alzari Joseph.
The big?
Alzari Joseph? Where is Alzari Joseph? Royal Challengers Bangalore, the team that never won, also ran. Alzari Joseph is the lone West Indian. Any questions, any comments, any?
The RCB ladies won. Somebody is there here this time.
Oh, the ladies won. That's right. Good comment. Good comment. Ladies won. Yes. Just like Chelsea. Ladies are winning, but the men can't buy a win. Any other
what,
questions?
What about the ladies' IPL? Did
no,
you
I did not pull that up. I just wanted to concentrate on this one right
okay.
now.
Okay,
today.
Okay.
But any other question on that? Oh, is Simon with us?
And just to let the listeners know, we are inside the Lawrence Yagaro hour. It's now 13 after 8 o'clock. And from 8 to 9 is named the after Lawrence Yagaro. So we are inside the Lawrence Yagaro hour.
Okay, thank you for that. And we welcome back. Coach, welcome back. We had just gone through the India Premier League. Anything you want to, I don't know if you heard all of it, the outline, just a brief description of what we talked about. Would you want to add anything?
No, it's all well. Whoever wants to win this title has to play 21 games altogether. The format is very simple. 10 teams in IPL. Every team has to play 9 home, 9 away. That makes 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then top 4 teams go to the playoff. There is no semifinals. They call it first one as an eliminator, second one they call a qualifier, and the last one is the final. So if you look at the format, once the regular games are over, number 3 and 4 going to play and then compete against number 2. And that's how the format is. So there is no semifinal. They call it a qualifier and eliminator instead of the semifinals, and that makes it to the finals. It's definitely the big one because compared to last year, we all expecting their fan viewers around the world. Popularity of this game is always growing, and that's with the addition. Before that, I like to update the one thing we missed out, I believe last show as well as today's show. The National Championship in India, the first-class format called a Ranji Trophy, is concluded after, I believe, last Sunday. It was done Monday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Mumbai has won 42nd time this title. By the way,
wow.
Mumbai is the team. 48 times they reached the final. And out of 48, 42 they have won it. And I will say that's a hub of cricket in India because Mumbai has given so many legends from this team that includes the other name, Tendulkar, Kamli, Gavaskar, Wangshakar. I can keep continuing. I think highest number of legends who has made a huge impact and holding plenty of records in international cricket, they are all coming from Mumbai. That's the big
mm-hmm.
thing.
Coach, one thing I failed to mention or to research is the prize money for the winner of the tournament. Can you share that with me, with the panel?
About the IPL winner?
Yes, the winner.
Or
take home.
They have not declared yet, but we should have it by next week.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Any other questions?
The prize will be bigger compared to last year for sure, but we don't have the exact number yet.
Okay. Okay. There was a player that I failed to, oddly you may know, there's a player from England who was pulled out because of family circumstances. He didn't go to India either. From England. He pulled out of the tournament recently. You know who that player is? Or Dennis? I read it somewhere, but I couldn't remember where I put the information. But Harry, what's his name?
Harry Brooks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has pulled out of the tournament. I don't know who would be the replacement.
Wood was pulled from the tournament
through,
as well.
Earlier on, yes.
Yes,
but Harry Brooks came out, yes.
Mm. Yeah. You're going to find that guys who are going to be prominent in the England touring party. They don't want them to be burned out in the IPL. So they if you want to play for England, then you have to come home, do the necessary preparation at home, and then travel with the team. So that is what you want, this cohesiveness with the team, not people arriving last minute and then trying to make a team. When we know you have individuals, but then we want this togetherness that they can gel and continue to dominate, you know, the format, T20. So England, they are doing the right thing, and the West Indies need to do the same.
Andy, you don't have to go too further now. Only one team does that, West Indies team. All the other team of them always be week before with their team.
But you know what, Virgil, is that we have seen in the past, more recent past here, where players from Sri Lanka played, they didn't get paid for a long, long time. Other players, other teams, right? They don't have the money, and the players are still showing up and they're still playing. All West Indians,
yep.
West Indians are commanded big money in the leagues around the world, and yet when it's time to represent the West Indies, it's still this dragging up the feet, and then you can't get them on time to have a good camp with everybody together. It ought to be looked into, and you decide to eliminate those guys if they're not going to come. You have to set a timeline, and if you want to represent the West, you have to be back with the, and join the squad at least 2-3 weeks before, right? And work together.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have that, right? Draw the line in the sand, and if you're not on the side by a certain time, you're out. And with definite selectors, West Indies need to do that, because the other teams are doing it. The Aussies, well, you know, India not going anywhere. They're not playing anywhere. The Aussies are doing it. New Zealand, everybody. We need to do the same thing.
Okay. Now, we want to take a look at the 2024 ICC Men T20 World Cup. Anyone who knows when that tournament begins? If Simon were here, I'll ask him. Well, Virgil, you know when the tournament begins?
The T20?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell it. It's in my month, and it's on my birthday, too. It starts the first and ends on my birthday, 29th.
Okay.
So I better know.
Good answer. And who are the administrators? ICC. And the format is T20 International. And the group stage and Super 8, and then the knockout. Group, Super 8, and the knockout. The hosts are the West Indies and the USA. How many participants, folks, remember? Anybody remember how much participants in this tournament, the West Indies, starting June 1st?
16 or 14.
I don't know.
16 or 14.
20.
You have
right,
a lot of
you remember that? 20.
Could you call out all of them?
Lots of men this time, I would say.
No, man. I can't call all of those names. I'm getting names, yes? Just let me see the teams are listed here. Just to give. They're in groups. Let me call out the groups then. That might be better. I wanted to give the grounds first, but you catch me off guard with that, Virgil. Let me give you the groups. There are 20 teams. In Group A, you have India, Pakistan, Ireland, Canada, and the United States. Again, India,
Pakistan, Ireland, Canada, United States in Group A. In Group B, you have England, Australia, Namibia, Scotland, and Oman. You hear that name, Virgil? Oman.
Yeah, Oman.
And then in Group C, New Zealand, West Indies, Afghanistan, Papua New Guinea, and Uganda. Again, Group C, New Zealand, West Indies, Afghanistan, Papua New Guinea, and Uganda. And in Group D, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Netherlands, and Nepal. Again, Group D, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Netherlands, and Nepal. And the final group, is it the final group? Yes, group. I think that's the final group we called here. Yeah, the final group. Five groups of four teams each. One, two, three, four, five.
Five
in each group. Okay, any questions? Okay, the venues. Let's give the venues because it's good to know the venues. The Antigua and Barbuda venue is at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. It's not at North Sound. It's at Donovan's, man. I live there, so I know that area. I live there. At the Vivian Richards Stadium. I know that grounds. I live in the estate house right in Donovan's, about half a mile away from the stadium. And then in Barbados.
Been there, Leon, but I couldn't get inside because it was closed that day. I actually went inside the Antigua recreational ground, but I did not get into Vivian Richards Stadium.
Oh, my goodness. I only been there once, and I was given a tour around, you know, by Rodney, Leon Rodney, and another guy. Barbados is kind of an oval. But let me go back to Antigua, because the capacity for the Antigua and Barbuda, the Vivian Richards Stadium, is 10,000 people. In Barbados, the capacity in the Barbados, in Kensington Oval, is 28,000. Next venue is the Guyana National Stadium that can hold 20,000. St. Lucia, it has a Darren Sammy cricket ground, capacity of 15,000. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that the Arnas Vale cricket Vale stadium, capacity of 18,000. Trinidad and Tobago, Brian Lara cricket academy, capacity 15,000. Florida, the Broward County Stadium, not the Lauderhill, Broward County Stadium, capacity, here it is, 40,000 fans. The capacity of four, is that true? Yes.
They reconstructing over there. They're going to build removable seats.
Okay, good.
Okay, just like New York, just like what they're doing in Long Island.
New York is the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium, and that can hold 34,000 spectators. And finally, in Texas, the Grand Prairie Stadium, a capacity of 15,000 spectators. Can fill that tournament. Anything anybody wants to know? Of course, you know.
I'm just saying the reason why the one is New York is so big, which I glad for it. And Long Island, because the other place rejected is it's in a match between Pakistan and India. That place, even though they have 70,000, it's going to be full for that particular game.
Yes,
but
indeed.
The other problem I was hearing, I was watching the same thing the same station that somebody called and somebody thought it was me calling because it's a 007, but it was not actually me. And they were saying that there's a problem in Barbados because the Barbados Prime Minister is set up for the citizens of Barbados because
yep.
Seems like ticket is sold out and the citizens of Barbados don't have no way to get no ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I think here at the stadium here in Dotted Hill also, what they do, selling ticket online before, they used to sell it at the box office. You could go right there the same day and buy ticket, and they're not doing that. So the local people like me that don't shop online, I can't get a ticket unless I know. Normally, you know, go to the box office there and buy a ticket, and that's real hard. So the Prime Minister of Barbados is really standing up. I don't know what the end result is going to be, but I can agree with her because, I mean, how come the people of Barbados can't get, I mean, if ticket already sold out for the final, how these people down there is going to get in? Because from the time you put ticket out there, whoever have money, boom, you're going to get a ticket. But the local there waiting, and, you know, ticket is sold out, and it's going to be a sad thing still, you know, because even if they said ticket is sold out, somebody still have room, space inside there, and you can't get inside there because there's no way around there for you to buy a ticket.
Okay.
What they do sometimes, they buy up the ticket and then sell it, have a refill, you know, pushing up the price and stuff like that.
But what
Ms. Motley is saying that if locals cannot get to participate, get to buy tickets and things, there's not going to be any match here, because you live at your home, and somebody's going to use it, and all of a sudden you find that you can't even enter your own home, and it's yours, right? Because people can pay whatever and have the technology to the scoop up when they go online and whatever. There have to be some representation, man, where you have allocations where you can get underground, you know, where they will be having the matches, right? Without that, the locals are just left out. You can't do that.
One year when India came here, we had the same problem because I think it was very expensive. Okay, and what they did, they designated an area for the local. So you could go and buy the ticket, and you go, it's in the hot sun, nobody really cares, and you go in that area. But then also now, I was talking to some guys last night, I was at the night cricket game, and mm-hmm. I was saying this guy, I said, you guys don't turn up to the game. So like, but these guys think like the ICC should get free ticket, they should give all the clubs free ticket. I mean, because they're making money from TV rights. I think you guys are really crazy. I mean, even when the game is free, you're not coming. So why you want free? Let me give you an example.
I love that point, Virgil.
Let me give you an example.
It's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hear this. When Sri Lanka or somebody came here before India was coming here, right? And I know India was coming here. I take a lot. That's the first time. I take a lot of brochure with all the cricket. I work in Palm Beach, and every people from Asia, India, and Pakistan, I go in the gas station, I give them one of the brochure because I want them to come to cricket, right? And I get my own ticket. And you know something? I see Mr. Miller, Jeff Miller. He was at the park, and people was going and asking him for free tickets that do not do anything to help promote the cricket. I never even... I took those stuff from him and I even put the sticker on, get a big sticker on my van and promoting the ticket. I never asked no one for a free ticket. Now, if he give me, I would take it and go in. But
well,
I would never go and ask him. You understand? But these guys that does not do anything, they want a free ticket. And if they don't get a free ticket, they're not going in. You know?
But
so
I
don't want to understand what this guy accept.
I love the previous point that you made there, Virgil, is that even when it's free, they're not coming. Because sometimes when they look at the U.S. Open and quality cricket is being played. And when you look in the stand, what happened to all those guys? And, I mean, they need to come together and all those different tournaments that are being played. They just shut it down for the week and everybody just come to cricket. Everybody's pulling, some pulling left, right, you know, and all different kind of things.
Who put it,
you just need
to
come together for the sake of cricket.
Yeah, because to who put on the game, they're not coming because of this reason, and they have so much excuse in the world, it's just mind-boggling. I said, as long as cricket is at the stadium, and I know cricket is at the stadium, once I can get my ticket, I'm going to the game. If I can't get my ticket and say, like, you bite in line and you can't get it because it's solo, I have no choice. I can't go. But as long as I can get my ticket, I'm not going to run this and that. If somebody give me a ticket, fine. But to run down somebody for a ticket and then, like, you can't go, no.
Anybody who knows who is the present champion for the T20 World Cup? Who is the champion? Dennis and Jason has left us. Huh? Who? Australia.
Was it Australia?
I think it is. I know it's not India.
I think it's a final between Australia and India, something like that, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's Australia. Yeah, I don't have the record here with me. But any other questions, any other comments that I can think of? Audley, can you check that for me and see who are the current champions? Do you have that information? Just want to know, the guys to know who are the current champions. And you know something? The T20 champions. I know it's not the West Indies. And Sammy saying he wanted to go out with a bang. Not go out with a bang, but to win one in the Caribbean. One at home.
It'd have been nice.
To win at home as a coach. Okay.
Before you move on, Leon.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Dana. Please come in.
I just wanted to... Back to the crisis and the World Cup. I think
the prices.
For some self of the ticket. They're buying up
the ticket.
So that they can jack up the prices later at match time.
Oh, yes. Oh, good point.
So that could be a strategy.
They can, because they have a lot of sales online already. They say over a million have been sold.
Yeah.
So, and then when scalpers buy tickets, they can sell them. There's no provision for you to sell, no offense for you to sell your ticket that you have purchased.
Uh-huh.
Is there offense for selling the tickets after you have bought the tickets?
I don't know.
But I know what is happening in Antigua. People are getting ready for the Airbnb. Airbnb to have houses available because some places are not able to have enough hotel rooms. So the Airbnb might be the alternative.
No, that's in June.
In June, yeah.
So
I'm talking about the
hotel,
ICC.
Hotel, yeah, but the hotel of them is not tourists. Don't go where it's hot in those times. There are plenty, so I don't understand. Why do they have, I mean, I can understand people say they have, kind of last World Cup, there was no Airbnb, but people were down there, people have go into the hotel or whatever, but it just maybe people are saying the Airbnb, but they have, it's not to say they don't have room, man.
No, well, the hotel.
With all them porcelain antique at the time of the year.
Well, you know something, Virgil, hotels are booking out the top hotels, you know. I mean, teams are booking out their company. They come with the players, they come with the technician, they come with a lot of folks, and that take up a lot of room in the hotels.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But anyway, I'm glad for them. I hope they can fix all roads in Antigua, number one, and have enough water, and have enough electricity, and all the facilities.
Listen to this. Water is there. They have a desalting plant, right? The thing about when you see water shut off, and you see a truck carrying water places, because certain people have investment in those trucks, so when the water shut off, they're making money from that. So it's like they willfully do these things. Because if you have a disaster plan, how can you have water shortage? But they do it because the, whoever in government that have ties with the truck to take to the hotel and all this stuff to take water, they make a lot of money from that. So they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop doing it. We have a plant out in English Harbor, but the thing about it, they don't have no way to store the water. So the plant will run, and if the plant breaks down, then, you know, but they don't have no way, I think, to store the water. But the electric, the electric part, it's Patrick's who?
Damn.
No. They don't store the water there, and they are always saying they should have cleaned it out. So at least they could have pumped water in there, but they never, nobody never really take up that and really do that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the current that's come off right in the midst of season. Sometimes I'm in English Harbor where all the boats down there next to here, bam, come off. Certain area, and it's just been going on and on, and I can't understand how they can overcome these problems. Because most of them don't have the generator, so they can run it, but the local, it's hard. But the water, I can't see the problem with water with the desalination plant. But whatever happened, it seemed like sometime either the government or the whoever have the plant money, so then guys decide to shut off certain area or something of a sort going on too funny with this water problem.
But there seems to be an alternative, though. I understand that cruise ship might be able to dock in the various ports and provide additional accommodation, so that might ease some of the burden. Let's hope that
they did that
so.
Last time.
Yeah,
the last World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did that last time. So the crew and some of them, what they do, they travel on the cruise ship because it will take them from, if you have to go from Antigua to say Saint Lucia, they're on the cruise ship and they go straight down. Yeah.
Yes,
so that's what they did the last time.
All right, can I just...
Sure, come right
in. I was a bit distracted here, you know. A lot of police and stuff happened. This elderly gentleman downstairs. Are you hearing me? Yeah, no,
yeah, we're hearing you.
Elderly gentleman, lived downstairs, and I guess his relative called him, and, you know, no response. So they finally came, and He died in the house, could be a day or two. So, you know, I was a little distracted. And unfortunately, he's gone. He lived here maybe a year or two, and, you know, and his name is Rene.
Mm.
And, but he could see. I think he was a veteran, but he didn't make it. They came and they found him dead in the apartment. One of those things, you know, unfortunately. Okay.
Good news. Sad to hear.
Right. Who won the last T20 World Cup? It was England that beat Pakistan by 5 wickets. And,
that's right. England did.
England beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win the second right to draw the West Indies 2-each. Sam Curran was the player of the match and also player of the tournament for that one. That was 2022.
It was played in Australia.
I just sent a message on my phone, right? But I don't think the message was for me. Maybe that person's supposed to send a message to Audley. But they did not spell my name right. They said B-I-R-G-I-L, Virgil, okay?
Yeah.
It said, it's supposed to be remind Virgil that I gave him a stand ticket.
A ticket.
And he exchanged it for a ground ticket. And that was really true. I get a stand ticket, but I didn't want to be in the stand. I want to be on the ground. So I give somebody my stand ticket, and I go in the ground. Because when you're in the stand, you got to sit down. When you're in the stand, you can walk up and down and do whatever you want to do, because they have too much restriction.
When you're on the ground.
When you're on the ground, you can walk up and down and do everything. But please, tell that person to spell my name right.
You know how it is, Virgil. Sometimes you put your spelling there, and by the time you knock it, the Google changes it, and if you don't look back on it, you send out wrong things without him realizing.
Oddly, that person did it. Listen, that person misspelled my name. Why he put the B is for a bowl down. So he wants you to know it's a bowl down he gets.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't put Virgil. He put Virgil. The B stands for bowl.
So therefore, at least once, you know, you got a free ticket.
Yeah. Long time ago. No. Yep.
All
and
right,
I give it
all
away.
Right,
my son took it.
We want to thank everybody who participated in the show this evening, and to top it off and off, Hyacinth was over there singing her way to give us some amusement and entertainment. Thank you, Hyacinth. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Mertrice. You did a wonderful job. I know you. Yes. We thank you for that. And only thank you, as usual, for that education over there in the birthday anniversary hour and the Inside Edge.
I tried to trap Miss Mertrice with my shoelace, but she didn't go for it at all.
Okay. 1 second. The person just did apologize and they put 007. So at least they're not going to misspell that one. They put 007. So now they just apologize and put 007. So,
I'm
good
now. You have to say accepted. You have to say accepted.
Yes.
Okay, so we want to thank all the panelists, all who participated, all who listened. It has been a joy. You know, we were missing some of our members in the chat in the back room because Dennis is limited, and of course Coach J. Tin also has been limited. Haven't heard from Simon this evening, but we hope he's okay. No, Mr. McKenzie, and we just want to ask that you keep Mr. McKenzie in your thoughts and prayers. He has been struggling with ill health, having to go on dialysis at least twice a week, and that is not easy, folks. So keep him in your prayers and thoughts. And anyone else, you know, Mercy's mother, Bobsy, you also keep her in her thoughts, and Connie Whitley and Ellie Matt, and of course Dr. Francis, Dr. Brown, you name it, all the ones we have prayed for, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. We haven't heard from some of our panelists either. He's not with us for a while now, 3 weeks. But we make sure that we tell the folks where they can find him on Saturday before we close the show. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts from
Did you deal with the winners of the women's IPL? Did you pull it up?
No.
We did
talk briefly about it when Jatin was here.
Okay.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore, the ladies, they won today.
The lady won, yes. And the Mumbai
Indians
were beaten, you know, by 5 runs. 5 runs, the Mumbai Indians. You know why Mumbai Indians? Because Hayley Matthews is in the Mumbai Indians ladies team. And by 5 runs, it's just such a narrow margin to lose by. But that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. So
that was the final?
No, that was the semifinal. One of the semifinals. That would have
no,
made
the
them...
final.
Oh,
the final will play today. Okay.
Final
the
play
final
today.
Final will play today. Yeah.
But Mumbai Indian lose the semifinals by 5 runs.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. That's.
Also with Afghanistan and Ireland, they continue to play.
You can give us a score that I did have it, but I didn't speak about it. Afghanistan, Ireland, and Pakistan, not Pakistan, but Bangladesh.
Yeah, Ireland won the first one, and then in this one, Afghanistan won. Ireland batted. Afghanistan batted 152 for 9. And Shakadula, he made 35, and Nabi made 59, and Rashid Khan 25 from 12, three fours and a six. And let me see the bowling. Mark Adir, 3 wickets for 27 in his 4 overs. Joshua Little, he took 2 for 20. 2 for 33 by Bar McCarthy.
and one wicket from Benjamin White. In reply, Ireland batted. Borgbine made 45. Sterling, 24. Let me see other contribution. Denley made 39. Those are the notable contributions. But they fell short. They scored 142 for 8. So Afghanistan won by 10 runs. Therefore, the series is now level. So Rashid Khan, let me see if he got those among the wickets. Usually does. So, yeah, Nabi took Rashid Khan 4. 4 overs, 14 runs and 4 wickets. Nabi 3 overs, 1 for 14.
Okay.
That's just about it. So the series is now tied at 1-1. So the series is alive. And that's
all right.
Charger.
Thank you so much for that, Dennis, Audley. Hyacinth, your final thoughts? Then we have Mercedes and then Donna.
Just want to say thank you to... Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Very much.
Yeah, thank you to everyone. And just say it's been a wonderful, wonderful evening. And to everyone who away having anniversaries or whatever, just enjoy. May God bless them in a special way. And to each and every one of us here right now, just thank you. Have a good evening and see you next week.
Yes,
take
indeed.
Care. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you, Hyacinth. And
you're
Donna,
welcome.
Your final thoughts? Is she here with us?
Yes,
she's on the other. Yeah.
I would like to say that I enjoyed this part that I was able to hear tonight. I missed out a little.
Oh.
As usual, I'll see everybody next week. Have a good week, everyone.
Amen.
Okay.
And Merchants, we're going to ask you to do a task. Introduce the show as well for us, the Caribbean Global Voices. Is that too much? Or too little?
You'll have to give the number.
Goodness. All right, I'll give the number. I'm looking for it on my phone because I don't have it at the top of my head. But go ahead and speak, and by the time I should be able to find it.
I have the number, too. Go ahead, Ms. Marcus.
Okay.
I'll give the number.
Okay,
okay.
I got it, though.
We are cordially inviting you next Saturday to listen to the entertainment show ever on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/ Caribbean Global Voices.
Would you repeat it again?
Henry? Excuse me?
Repeat it again.
blogtalkradio.com/ Caribbean Global Voices with host Ivo Henry and Cardinal Milk.
Okay. No problem.
Start 9
give the
a.m. to 12 noon.
Yes,
number
indeed.
Is?
Audley?
So give the number.
Yes.
Give the number.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so please. 563-999-3693.
One more time,
Audley.
I just ask you to repeat.
563-999-3693. And I put 9 in the morning until 12 Eastern.
12 Eastern time.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Mertis, on your time to say goodnight to the fans. You did say that or did I not hear you?
Not yet.
Go ahead.
Not
why
yet.
Don't you say that?
It was a wonderful show once again, and I hope you'd all enjoyed. See you next week. God's be alive. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love to mother. Don't forget.
Thank you. I won't.
Okay, take care. God bless everyone. Bye.
Okay. But you know, here, Virgil, yeah, don't go.
Virgil. Oh, how could I do that? Sorry, Virgil.
007. Come on.
You think I'm dismissing him like Cornwall. Sorry.
Heavy shot.
Yeah, I just before I said, a very, very good night to all the listeners and all the panelists. And we had a wonderful show tonight. And looking forward again for another beautiful show next week. So good night to each and every one of you.
Okay.
Take care.
Audley, your final thoughts? We have not...
Audley.
Yeah, Audley.
Okay. Can I express something else?
Go ahead, quickly.
I just got a message. For the most entertainment on a Saturday morning, you have to join Caribbean Global Voices from 9 a.m. to 12 noon.
Okay.
Telephone number again, 523-999-3693.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Audley, your final thoughts. We're running out of time before
All right. I'm happy that I was able to join in a little late, 7 o'clock, but I was in time for it. Anniversary. I came in late. I tell you something, my dinner is still waiting on me, so I'm going to rush off.
Okay,
so a wonderful thing, wonderful, wonderful program. And so we're going to be doing it next week. But before I go, we always talk about the future, and it's like it's some time in the distant way back. But just remember that the future comes one day at a time. And don't matter
one
how you jump
at
away, you can't take it more than one.
Indeed.
Not more than one day at a time. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. Next Sunday we do it all over again. God bless.
God bless. I just want to
thank
Dennis,
you all. Okay.
Dennis and all the panelists. Dennis and of course Jatin, who is traveling but found the time to come with us, and Jatin, I mean Dennis, who is honeymooning for the 28th time. He has took some time out of that to be with us. Thank you, Dennis, and thank you, your lovely wife, as well, for allowing you to speak with us on such an auspicious occasion. But good night, and thank everyone for their participation. I hope the listeners would have enjoyed this immensely. I did. It was a little more work than I anticipated, but with God's help, we got through. And folks, don't forget that West Indies cricket is still very much alive, especially when Cornwall is bowling, right? And getting wickets.
them back. Only win was a station and give them 2-for-1. We hope Jamaica. Though it did not matter. Clean sweep, clean sweep, clean sweep. Clean sweep, clean sweep, clean
cricket scores, results, and insider information. Join the team every Thursday at 8 p.m. for the Cricket Show USA on caneradio.com.
Pleasant good evening to all of you folks. One more
the
time.
The Cricket Show USA is on Cane Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. Join Leon Francis, Dennis Heath, and Coach Jason Patel for the latest local, national, and international cricket scores, results, and insider information. Join the team every Thursday at 8 p.m. for the Cricket Show USA on caneradio.com.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, Leon. Good night.
Good night. Good night.